I think he probably, as I said, overplayed his hand. He was expecting either the EU to buckle or to walk away, which would suit him fine. But now I think the criticism all across the world, really, in relation to what he's doing, breaking international law, is bound to have some effect on himself and his allies in the Conservative Party. So it wouldn't surprise me at the final moments if we saw some kind of a change of heart from the United Kingdom, and we might even get a deal at this late stage.